News Talk 820 WBAP. Now, Hal, here's a story. I think this is rather interesting. Dorothy Vaccaro tells a 21-year-old woman that her age, that she's probably not suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or cancer and therefore should not use medical marijuana. The woman said she uses it to calm her anxiety, but Vaccaro told her that anxiety wasn't a sufficient reason to take the drug. Vaccaro advised the woman that she should consider instead taking Xanax, a drug that many consider more powerful with widely known side effects. Vaccaro, in this case, by the way, is not a doctor. She's a judge, and the woman before her during this spontaneous consultation was not a patient. She was a defendant in a misdemeanor DUI case.
This is all just a mess.
This is rather interesting that a judge would be telling some.
Right.
Let's find out a little bit more. An outspoken advocate of medical marijuana, Jerry Joyner, is here. Jerry, welcome to WBAP.
Thank you, guys, Howlin' and Ernie, for having me on the show today.
You bet.
I thought most states had pretty much accepted the idea of medical marijuana, that it has legitimate uses.
Well, you know, when you say states, that's one thing, but the people, it appears between 76 and 82% of Americans highly are in favor of medical marijuana, and well over 50% believe that recreational marijuana should be readily available. So, you know, the judge is kind of out of tune, I think, a little bit with what the people think.
Which states are holding out as far as medical marijuana? Which states will not recognize it?
Well, you know, we have, I believe, 32 states now that accept medical marijuana in some form or fashion. Texas has recently, they're issuing teacup license. This is the Texas Compassionate Use Program to expand the program that we have here in Texas. Texas, as you may be aware of, is one of our least favorable as far as the legislation. But our people here, 82% of Texans in a recent poll believe that medical marijuana should be available to our veterans. There's a big push that's going on for this right now.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. We've seen Oklahoma suddenly become one of the states that's really that is really recognized for what they do with marijuana.
You know, in Oklahoma, they've got a very robust program. New Mexico, our state to our west, has a recreational and medical program now, as does Arizona. It's becoming much more accepted. There's some new research from the marijuana movement that has clinical white papers that are saying that marijuana can be good for people's health. And we all know we've got a problem with prescription drugs now, and it appears that we have our judiciary system also being in the medical profession. If you look at the responses, people's comments on any of these articles, everyone thinks this is totally wrong, that a judge should be telling somebody what medications to take.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah, you have insurance companies telling you what doctors to see and what operations
to get.
Oh,
that's a great point, Ernie.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Jerry Joyner, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too.
You as well.